Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the 1st of November. I hope you all remember to fall back on your clocks and change out your smoke detector batteries. Already done that this morning. Kind of fun to wake up. I usually wake up with the sunrise, so it's nice to actually have that be a little earlier in the day. So as I like to do with every program, I like to lay out my whole deck of cards, and I like to draw one specific card as a vibration. What's interesting is I've drawn the card that resonates to stress. Of course, there's good stress and bad stress. I would like you to align yourself with good stress, which would be physical activity, learning something new, as opposed to other stress, where you're letting other people get under your skin or you're trying to meet a deadline that might be a little far-fetched or impossible to reach. But it's how you handle stress in this life, all right? And recently I've been talking about a meditation that I like to give people when they find themselves in monkey mind, and that is where you sit very still and you imagine that you're breathing in the energy of love and then you breathe out the energy of fear. So for about a minute, you breathe in love, you breathe out fear. After a minute, and seriously, watch the clock while you're doing this, after a minute, and by the way, what happens is you get yourself right into the moment, which is the most important part of this exercise, is getting yourself right into the present moment. So after a minute of breathing in the energy of love and then breathing out the energy of fear, and fear can have many different connotations, stress, anxiety, worry, that's all fear-based, all right? So you breathe in love, you breathe out fear for about a minute. And then after a minute, you breathe in love, and then you breathe out love. So what happens is you become a being, a spiritual connection to the vibration of love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Do that for about a minute. I promise it will make you feel better. It's also a great exercise to do if you have trouble sleeping at night, because it does help you calm your mind down, which is awesome. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. What's your question?
My question is, I've been dating somebody, and we've kind of hit a rough patch, and I wanted to know if I should be looking elsewhere or trying to make it work with him.
Okay. So when we really get serious about the idea of partnering with someone, one of the things that we can't do, because it's way too much of a burden, is we can't decide that we're going to define our life by whether or not we're in a relationship, all right? Now, I'm segueing a little bit to tell you this because I'm going to tell you something else in a second. But the concentration that I would like you to develop as an energy is you are seeking your companion of choice, all right? It's seriously just seeking your companion of choice. Now, it means that you become incredibly discerning about what it is you actually want in a relationship from somebody else. The more casually you can treat this sort of probation period, and it's kind of like how I like to refer to it, the more casually you can treat the probation period with another person, the more open the other person will become, the more you can actually really see what they're about. The interesting thing is that I'm actually, and I've turned cards over for you, I'm actually seeing two men here. I'm seeing one man that is very high maintenance, maybe even has a short fuse. So I'm not sure if this is the guy you're dating. But what I get is that he's so direct and so blunt and and I'm going to use the word self-involved, that he can be incredibly direct and it can sting a little bit. Does it sound like this guy?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, then this is somebody I want you to avoid. Because this
okay.
is saying that there's a new man coming into your life that that you're going to initially be attracted to because he's got sort of a bad boy quality about him. But there's something about him that's just caustic. He's not very nice. And it's because he's never really looked at anything outside of himself. He doesn't really look at the world as a collective support. Do you see what I mean? And I have absolutely no
yeah.
problem with people being the hero of their own story. I mean, I think that we all need to evolve to our potential, and then there's more than enough to give to other people. And then it's by choice, because then it has more power, all right? So I'm going off into a little philosophical tangent there. The second guy that's showing up in your cards is somebody that he's very reluctant to share his life. It's not that he's a bad person. It's just that I think the reason it feels a little squirrely right now is that you're probably the closest woman he's let to him in a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And it's making him a little squirrely. So
okay.
So what I would do instead is, instead of thinking that he's, that this is a black or white issue, I want you to treat it
mm-hmm.
like it is not a 50 Shades of Gray issue, but a gray area. He's undecided right now. He's not a bad person, but he's got this very strange idea of what a perfect relationship looks like. Do you see what I mean? And
uh-huh.
the thing is that he can't really poke any holes in you. So
oh.
it's got him a little acting a little weird. Do you see what I mean? So
yes.
the way you handle this, the best way to handle this is, let's say his name's Bob. Bob, I really like you. I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends. That's the vibe.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. I'm not going to say, dump this guy and move on, because he actually has some really good qualities.
Uh-huh.
You've reached a point right now where he's a little scared. And so I don't want you to make it exclusive with him. I still want you to date other people. Watch out for the guy I mentioned first.
Okay.
Watch out for it. I mean, you're going to find yourself really attracted to him because he's just going to seem to have his act together when you first meet him. But the more you get to know him, the more you realize how high maintenance he is and what a short fuse he has. He gets impatient about kind of the littlest things. Some people like that. you know, there is an attraction and appeal about being with somebody that is somewhat high maintenance, because when you need to be high maintenance, they usually understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? So I'm seeing this sort of your head being turned by this guy. Just kind of watch out for him, but don't throw the other guy out either. I just want it to be, I want dating to be fun for you, and I don't want it to be about sex. I want it to be about dating. Did you ever see the movie with Renee Zellweger, Down with Love?
No.
It's the most darling chick flick I think I've ever watched. It's just darling. I want you to watch it.
Okay.
Okay. And here's the thing. Make this fun. Actually have come up with a list of things that you want to do with somebody on a date that's fun, that's sort of interactive in some way. Like you could actually put it out there that you'd like to date a guy that would go indoor rock climbing with you.
Okay.
Because they'll never forget it. Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you happen to be a Packers or a Broncos fan, big game tonight. If you happen to be a Royals or Mets fan, big game tonight. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you is that make this fun. So if there's a tavern in your area that might be showing either the Packers game, which is probably going to be on, it is on TV tonight. So go there and just be in the vibe.
Okay.
You see what I mean? And maybe bring your girlfriend along. Make it fun. Seriously, the more fun you make it. But about this guy, don't throw him out yet. He's a good guy. You just you've just surprised him by being more than he expected.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cindy. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 478 area code. Hello, 478. Who's this? Hello.
This is Patricia.
Oh, hey, Patricia. What's your question?
Hey, what's coming up for me in my love life?
Let's see. All right. Well, this is saying celebration in your love life. Seriously. There's a guy here. That is, he looks like he's ex-military or an ex-police officer. He's very disciplined, and he's got a very, very strong sense of right and wrong. And what I like about this guy is that he is somebody you meet or get introduced to by a friend.
Okay.
So I'd start asking your friends, do you know any single police officers that I can hook up with?
Oh, okay, man.
because it may be that you actually look for different police social activities, you know, like can drives or coat drives or something like that, and just jump in and help.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, this guy's a great match for you because he would be super loyal to you and he's smart enough for you. So that's who I see on the horizon. So, all right, my friend, good luck. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 469 area code. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lysandra.
Hi, Lysandra. What's your question?
I've been seeing this guy, Carlin. We've been friends for like a year now. And I'm trying to see, do you be moving into a relationship anytime soon?
Okay, so when you say, and I'm going to ask you an odd question. When you say friends, when you guys spend time together and you guys leave, do you get a hug or a kiss from him?
He's at my house every day. He spends the night at my house every night. We're always together.
Okay, then I probably asked that question wrong. What kind of affection do you get from him?
Not really much. It's like 1 minute when I see him coming close to me, then he pull back. But like we don't Like, you know, we will, like, sit on the sofa. We'll rent some movies. We'll watch movies. You know, we'll rub each other's feet and, you know, things like that. But, and, you know, it's, we have sex with each other. But I just don't feel like that affection that I want.
Okay, see, here's, and the reason I asked you that question is because one of the things that I am, and I'm really old-fashioned like this, okay, so mm-hmm. you're going to hear a little, my own personal opinion here. I'm really old-fashioned about the idea of people, quote, quote, living together when there's not a commitment. Do you see what I mean?
We're not living together. He has his own place, but like I said,
okay.
He's, yeah.
What I'm getting here is that you're filling a familial role. So you're filling a family role with him, but not
mm-hmm.
necessarily a companion role. Do you see what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
and I can see why you're picking up this vibe. And what I would say to him is this. Let's say his name's Bob. I'm going to use Bob as my example today. Bob, you know, I spend an awful lot of time with you. And, you know, we do things sometimes that a couple would do together, but I don't really get that you treat me like that I'm your girlfriend.
And that's the thing, like, he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship.
Okay.
He had so then, much that he was trying
then,
to
then
do.
Don't do. Then do not do the things a girlfriend would do with a guy when he's saying you're not his girlfriend. That means no sex.
Okay.
That mean and actually what I would do is when he says, hey, I'm going to be over tonight at whatever, say, oh, no, tonight's not good. And when he goes, well, why not? Just say, I have other plans.
So you're not seeing him, like, wanting a relationship anytime soon?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said. Say that again.
See him, like, wanting a relationship anytime soon with me?
What I don't like about this, this spending time with him is that it feels like you are a convenience. So you might be making dinner, or he might be bringing over pizza. You're helping him not be lonesome, but you're
yeah.
not somebody he's thinking about having a relationship with. So it's not unlike a booty call, my friend. And that's the thing that I don't want you to agree with spiritually, emotionally, energy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just a convenience for him to come over and hang out when it doesn't seem that it's reciprocated.
Right.
You know, I mean, do you go to his house and hang out?
No.
Because your house is more comfortable. Do you see what I mean? He's not
mm-hmm.
revealing anything about himself to you, but it does not feel like it is a relationship that's going to be anything more than this. And what I want you to do is the next time he texts you and says, okay, I should be there about 5:30, you know, can I pick up some beer or whatever? Say, tonight's not good.
If I change, you know, everything that I'm doing now, if I change everything that I'm doing now with him, do you see him, like, moving the direction of a relationship, or am I just wasting my time with him completely?
Okay. Can I be as absolutely frank as I can?
Yes.
You are wasting your time with him.
Okay.
The thing is that it would be different if you were getting invited over to his house for the same kind of hospitality that you're providing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's going on. And that's why I asked you about the affectionate. It's like when it'd be different if he came over, you got a big hug and kiss when he came over. But sex is just... it's not a bonding experience for him. It's just a release. It's as a matter of fact, he doesn't really like it that much. It's just sometimes
really
he gets
he
doesn't really like sex that much. That's not the motivating factor in a relationship to him.
Is it okay. like he's interested in someone else? Or?
No, there's not another person here. This is the thing that has me annoyed about him, is that, and I'm just going to say it this way, you're sort of a bridge for him. You're a placeholder for him. You're somebody to spend time with because he's really not that likable. And you've just tolerated him because you thought maybe it would move into a relationship. And the only way, and this is the only way, that I would actually see this moving in another direction is, first of all, if he has a key to your house or your apartment, you need to change your locks. The okay. second thing is that you, the next time he says he's coming over, I want you to text him back and say, tonight's not good. Well, why not? We, you know, say, tonight's not good. I have plans. Don't tell him what they are, okay? But you kind of need to shut the door because I want to see, and I want you to see, what he does when you do that.
Okay.
Okay? Because, I'm sorry, you're already perfect. This is not about you changing yourself or doing anything different except stopping his taking advantage of you because that's really what's going on.
Okay.
He's treating you more like a mom than he's treating you like a lover or a companion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So don't be his mom. And I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412.
Hello.
Who's this? Hi, 412. Who's this?
Martin.
Hi, Martin. What's your question?
Well, I was with my girlfriend for about 6 years, and I love her with all my heart. And I've made a lot of mistakes. I took a lot of things for granted. And recently, I was away. I moved to Las Vegas, and she lives in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
My name's Martin. Her name's Lily. And ever since I moved, it was like I came back. Like, she came out to visit me over the summer for her birthday. And she went back in about a month, I'd say not even a month, 2 months after, just about 2 months after she came out to visit, went back to surprise visit her, and she dropped the bomb on me that she's going to leave me, but she said it was because of other things, and I found out, I dug deep, and found there was another man involved. The question I have is I love her, and she means the world to me, and I'm just crushed right now, and I want her back, and I just want to know if I can get her back, and if I can't get her back, what's my direction I should take?
Well, according to what I'm getting here is that she has met somebody else, and one of the reasons why she's attracted to this other person is they're very calm. And that is a direct difference from you because you're a real take charge kind of get it done guy. You're very motivated to get things done, and you're a little on the impulsive side. So this other person that she's met here is almost the exact opposite of you, which is an
okay.
interesting thing. One of the things that she's kind of been waiting for is a real commitment from you. And there's been a couple of things where she hasn't been able to trust you, and that's where this is right now. What's interesting is that this relationship that she's sort of now playing footsies with, it's interesting, but it's not that serious, all right? So the best thing you can do, Martin, is give her space. Let her see for herself whether this is going to work or not. What I'm telling you is that the more space you give her, the more you get to be attractive again. Do you see what I mean?
Well, here's the questions I have. What do I need to do? I'm so lost because I'm such in like a confusion state. What do I need to do? Like, do you have any advice of what I can do to make myself more attractive? Because I don't know if you can feel or not. Do you feel true love between us?
Well, here's the thing. She loves you. The love is here. It's not. This is not because she doesn't love you, all right? It is. She's in a timing right now where she's ready to get married and have kids. She's in that timing, and that And that she invested a lot of time in you for you to actually want to do that with her. And you guys, you never got to that point. As a matter of fact, a couple things happened where you made her not sure. Do you see what I mean?
Well, could you tell me what things I did to make her not sure so I could fix it?
Well, okay, see, this is the thing that's going to be uncomfortable for you, is that there's nothing that you can do except sit in the energy of waiting, which is really hard for you. Because the thing is you're a take action kind of guy, and right now taking action is probably going to make it worse. It's like your best friend right now is going to be patience, and which is you're not good at patience, Martin. It would be like, let's say you planted a field of corn, all right, and you just started to see the corn sprout. The worst thing you could do is actually go tug on the sprouts, because it won't make the corn grow any faster. It actually might damage the corn. Do you see what I mean? So the best thing you can do right now is actually sit in the idea of sending her vibrational love. The best thing I would do is I would text her and say, wow, okay, I understand the distance does make it difficult for us to have an ongoing relationship, because you up and moved to Vegas, all right? What then you say is, I understand that you need some space right now to see if this other person is right for you, but know that I love you. And I'm always here for you. And then you wait and see what happens.
I already said that stuff to her, and she makes an ass out of me.
Okay.
I didn't mean to use the language. I apologize.
Okay, here's the thing, is that what you need to do is wait. You need to wait for her to miss you. You need to wait while she's comparing this person she's seeing now to you. But the more that you try and reach out to her, the more she's going to lean toward the other guy.
Like today, like right before I talked to you today, I just had a breakdown and I'm really depressed. And I talked to her today and she just kind of just completely shut me out. Like told me I'm a psychopath and I'm crazy. And I know I'm not crazy. And all I really do is just love her and I want to make her happy.
Okay.
Because it means so much to me.
Okay.
And it just breaks my heart. I can't even hardly think or speak every day of the week.
The best thing you can do right now is get the tools to wait. And that may be that may be that you're making sure that you're getting regular physical activity. It may be that you actually sit with a counselor to give you tools of how to work through this. Because here's the thing. I'm not saying that there's no future here. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that this is a big testing period for you, that you learn how to calm down when you're dealing with something that's out of your control. Okay? Right now, it's out of your control, but I will say that she's coming up positive in your cards and that she still loves you. So what you need to do is calm down and wait for her to miss you. See, that's the thing you're not allowing.
How long do you think that's going to be?
Well, okay, first of all, you need to get into harmony in your own chaos.
Okay.
All right?
What's that?
Now you have, it means that instead of focusing all of your energy toward her, because people can't handle that much energy coming at them. Especially when you get into, oh my gosh, I might be losing this. That's the thing that you need to drop, is the idea that you've lost this. That's not what's going on here. And it's not a timing in a matter of weeks or months or years. It's a timing in vibration. And the best thing that you can do is put yourself back into a sense of peace. You need to reconnect with your foundation spiritually. You need to reconnect with a therapist or a counselor and I'm not talking about, going to somebody and whining for 6 months. I'm talking that you go in and you say, I'm going through a difficult time and I need the cognitive tools to help me through this. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
That you're actually telling the therapist what you want to get out of this. Okay?
So you're saying I should see a therapist then?
I'm suggesting that you see somebody that is good at cognitive therapy, not just a regular psychologist or psychiatrist that lets you go in there and whine for an hour. It
well,
is
tell
instead,
me this. I was going to go see a hypnotherapist, but do you think that would help? I was going to see one of those tomorrow.
Well, a hypnotherapist is not a bad idea because anything that you can do to calm you down is good. I also think that you really need to learn how to meditate. I would love
yeah,
for you
to
take up...
I don't really know how to do that. Like, the biggest
okay.
question I have is, if I take action like you're telling me to, can you foresee us having children together and being married together?
Okay. See, you keep going to the conclusion without the process to get there.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, the more you go to, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, the more it's going to actually sort of be pulled away from you. Instead
okay.
of saying, and this is how the energy I'm talking about, is I want to allow the lesson of this period to be fully experienced. And if you can go into that vibration with the hopefulness that this could work out and calming down, because the more you chase after her, the more you badger her, the more she's going to move away.
Okay.
Instead, give her the space right now with absolutely no text messages, phone calls, emails, flowers, letters, none of that right now. You need to give her
you
space.
You nailed it all in the head. I did all that stuff already.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, that's what's got to stop. You've got to give her space. Because the more you
and
do
that,
that...
That's the biggest thing you ask for.
That's the biggest advice I can give you, is give her space. But in the meantime, figure out how you can tolerate and make peace with the waiting. And I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I got to go.
The last question.
I'm sorry, guys. I can only spend a few minutes with you. All right. So I'm going to go to area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Oh, hey, Kimberly. How are you?
Hey. Good.
What's your question?
My question is about the next 6 months and what I should be focusing on, because I've been thinking about moving because my son is getting ready to graduate and go to college, and I've just been thinking about changing.
Okay,
to,
well, you've been in the big change mode for a while here, my friend.
Okay.
And now that, and when you say he's about to graduate, is he graduating in December or is he graduating in June?
He's not graduating until May.
Oh, May,
school,
okay.
And then he's off to college.
Okay. Here's what I'm getting is I would wait and see what unfolds after
okay.
the first of the year. You know, cause you're all about right now your energy is talking all about following your heart. And so wherever you think you can be fully you is the place that I would support you be, whether it's where you are right now or in another place. See, I actually think that you kind of make magic happen no matter where you are. and I really kind of want to throw that at you, is that, you know, there's that old saying, no matter where you go, there you are. So
uh-huh.
it's not a place, it's an energy, it's a vibration.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. And what I'm also seeing here is that if you can wait and make this decision around a month before your son graduates, it will be a much more effective decision than if you
okay.
do it now. Because what I keep getting is I don't want you to miss what could be presenting itself over the next 6 months. So between now and May, there is something that's going to present itself. And it's
mm-hmm.
a whole different idea than what you have now.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I would wait for, is that when, you know, when you can see in the crosshairs that your son is only a month away from graduation, it's a much more open opportunity than right now.
Okay.
So don't rush into change. And it's the whole don't make it happen, let it happen here. Do you see what I mean? And over the next 6 months, I want you to really describe for yourself what it looks like in your future. What does your best future look like? What is the vision for your own future? What does that look like? Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Thank you for calling. See you later.
Right,
okay, bye.
All right, bye.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code. Hold on, there's somebody been on hold a really long time. Where did it go? 414. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, this is Felicia. I talked to you about 2 weeks ago. You had told me to call you back.
Oh, hey, Felicia.
Hi. Well, so far, everything's been going fine, and I was in the process of moving. I still am, and I'm just waiting on – I know I – have the apartment, so you were saying everything will work out fine. So I'm just waiting on for one last thing to go through, and I should be moving by this weekend. Well, I will be moving by this weekend, and I had an interview with the warrant department working with the juveniles, and I have an interview Monday with working for the state also, but it's with the voucher program for homeowners and
right.
People who need help, yeah. So I have two interviews up and everything's looking great.
Yeah, actually, you're going to have good news by the 10th of the month. I mean, like really good news by Tuesday the 10th, because I'm looking at your cards here, that it just finally seems that things are falling in place for you. And Felicia, I have to applaud your pure focus. And actually going into action to get it done. Because here's the thing, is I talk about energy. I talk about sometimes letting it happen instead of making it happen. But it that doesn't mean that you just sit in your house and watch reruns of Ellen DeGeneres. It means
correct.
That you actually put yourself out there in the path and then let it happen. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So
yes.
So what I'm getting for you is that the new job, either job is going to be a good job. Just keep yourself open to the idea of receiving it.
Okay.
And when people meet you in person, they adore you. So that's 95% of your success. The fact that you've actually got the interview tomorrow, it's just, what time is your interview, by the way?
11 o'clock.
Oh, awesome. That's a great,
you know,
11, I don't know if you know this, but if you read it online, 11 is a master number. And the fact is it's right before they go to lunch.
Yep.
So
I read the numbers as well. So.
Okay. Well, then you understand what I'm saying here is that's a very, very good time to meet with somebody. See, I actually think that there are the two best times to have an interview are right before lunch and right after lunch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and you might want to, it might be kind of fun to bring a dozen donuts to the interview. I'm all about the donut ambush. You know, I tell people about this, right? But if you bring a dozen donuts, say, brought you guys some donuts in case you were hungry.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I just wanted to let you know about the outcome. You know, I'm short a little with funds for the down payment. I know I have to do, but I feel everything's going to work out right for the down payment for my apartment.
Well, here's the thing is that if you ask somebody to borrow a few hundred dollars, I'm pretty sure that they would loan it to you.
Oh, yeah. My son's been great with that, so he's good.
Okay. The thing is that so many things are starting to happen for you. Just be open to let it in. Here's the thing. You've been a giver your whole life, Felicia.
You've
been there for people. So let people help you this time. You know, so when you call your son and say, hey, I got approved for that apartment, I just need a few hundred dollars for the down payment, for the deposit.
And actually, he lives with me, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, he knows.
Yeah.
So I am not worried about you, girl. And please, email me or call me again and let me know your good news.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the, let me see, 480 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hello. There you are. 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mike. What's up?
Well, today's moving day.
Yay.
And I'm moving to California and, you know, got a job all lined up and so forth beforehand. Made several trips out here and whatnot. But also, that job, again, this is only just bartending, you know, waiting tables, yada, yada. The 11th hour, I sent out a couple more emails and really nice places right at the in the city that I'm living in, you know, want me to come in and put a face with the skill set that they were praising. And I kind of wanted to get an idea of what you saw, whether I was staying with the place that I'm currently at or going to be working for, or will in the 11th hour one of these other ones come in and present an opportunity.
What I'm getting is that you're probably going to work at this job doing the bartending and waiting for about 2 months, and I really 2 to 3 months at the most, and I really want you to go there and be an awesome employee for that 2 to 3 months, all right? But it doesn't mean that you don't interview at any other place that wants to meet you, okay?
Right.
And what you may want to do is say something like, well, you know, I'm targeting the first of the year to for my next opportunity, because a lot of companies, you know, they're bringing their bigger budget on in 2016, and I've kind of made a commitment that I don't want to really leave this the restaurant place I'm working until after the holiday season. I've kind of made a commitment to that. So just say it that way. Just be very honest. Act as though
The other two are restaurants.
Oh,
so
okay.
It would be,
well,
the holidays, yeah, they're just close. Yeah, the place that I'm at would be working at right away is like a half hour, 35-minute drive. The other ones I almost might be able to ride my bike.
Well, here's the thing, is what I'm getting is that you're not going to have to worry about a job. As I guess the biggest thing I'm getting for you is that you're not going to have to worry about a job. The interesting thing is that you are being guided by the angels right now, which is the first card in your reading. So let that happen and really don't question the good things that are starting to come to you.
Gotcha.
So,
no, you're right.
It's not about, I mean, you know, I would like you to take the job you've already committed to. Because I don't want you to get a reputation out there being a flake.
Right, right.
Even though it's a half-hour drive.
Right. No, I hear you.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is I think that you may make some amazing connections at the one that hired you. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you
for calling. See you later.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Bridget. How are you?
Oh, hey, Bridget. What's your question?
My question is, I'm choosing to meet with my complimentary partner, my, you know, perfect fit and playmate and life partner.
Your
and
companion of choice.
My companion of choice. I love that. Love that you said
that's
that.
I coined that phrase. I don't know if anyone's ever going to give me credit for it, but yeah.
I love it. I love it, Mona. I will think of you each time I go to use it because it's
thank
brilliant.
You.
That's exactly how I feel. So I'm wanting to know how soon I will meet up with him.
Okay. Well, there is a pretty fantastic man here. He is not somebody that's interested in the traditional idea of marriage, though.
Okay.
So, having said that, as long as you can keep the vibration of companion of choice, you can be with this person as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, is that is there something about the way he has his life set up that getting married would complicate his life? And it doesn't mean that he's involved in somebody else. It just means that he may have his whole legacy or inheritance or estate set a certain way, and he has absolutely no intention of changing it. That's what it's saying. It doesn't mean that. Well, it doesn't mean that he's not generous with you. It just means that he's very, very opposed to the idea of getting married. So, because he hasn't brought that up to you, right?
I haven't met anybody.
Oh, well, the man that's coming into your life, Bridget, is a man that's that he has made a very successful life for himself, but he has no intention of ever getting married again.
Okay.
It does not mean that he couldn't provide an amazing life for the two of you, because according to this, he would.
Right, okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give you a scenario of what I'm picturing here with him. This is a guy that is sort of lives by his own rules, and he's got very strong opinions about things, all right? He is also a man that he's lonesome. He wants somebody in his life. He wants to do nice things with them. He wants to go to nice dinners, order a decent bottle of wine. He wants to go to the theater. He wants to go dancing. I mean, he's really a nice guy. He just doesn't want to actually get married. So what may happen is that the two of you move in together, the two of you live your life, this fabulous life together, buys you anything you actually want, and then he will probably be the person you're with the rest of your life. But you can't put the vibration of marriage in it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So if that's... And I'm not saying that it won't happen. It's just his mindset right now is not geared that way.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I mean? But he's an amazing companion for you.
Ah. And will there be recognition of that between the two of us right away, or will this develop over time, or will I meet
him soon?
Well,
here's the thing, is that he is not spontaneous. He's very pragmatic about the people he spends time with, so this will be something that develops by you participating in life. So one of the things I would highly suggest is that you get interested in wine and start going to wine tastings.
I love wine. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you start actively participating in that, and maybe even taking it to that next level and deciding that you're going to become an amateur wine sommelier yourself. And maybe you start taking courses, and maybe that's where you meet him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you that you will meet him by participating in life, not by waiting for the UPS guy to deliver him to you.
Yeah, well, that's my philosophy anyway, but, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Bridget, thanks for checking in. See
you
later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Alina. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Alina. What's your question?
Well, you had mentioned that the next month would be okay for me financially, and part of that, I have questions relating to my apartment in New Jersey. I found someone to rent it with provision I could stay here part-time, and I'm just wondering if I do, how we'll get along. And there's another option of my getting my stuff out and having an exchange student stay here with her and make money on that. And I was wondering what might seem better.
Okay, the less chaos, the better. I mean, that's the upshot of the message of your cards. The less chaos you create, the better. Okay? So whichever way is going to be the most calming and easy to deal with is the way I would go if I were you.
Okay. Do you get, I'll get along with her, okay?
Well, which one? The one that's in the apartment in New Jersey or the one that's in the apartment in New York?
New Jersey.
What it's saying here is that she seems to be somebody that sort of keeps to herself. So mm-hmm. I would not initially treat her like she's going to be your BFF.
That's fine.
Okay, I would just give her space so that mm-hmm. you actually get to have space too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm telling you that does help you financially, that you found a roommate.
Oh, totally.
So, but here's the thing. We're going for more of the easy way of doing things, not the complicated way. So you getting another exchange student into I think that's being thrown in the mix that might be complicated.
It surely would. I mean, it could mean a lot of money, but I don't know.
But what I'm getting is that there's chaos with that choice.
Yep. Okay.
So,
yeah. Then,
all right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. It's Jo Ellen. How are you?
Oh, hey, Jo Ellen. What's your question?
I'm checking on the progress of how things have come along. I'm enlisting the help of a career coach, and I've been doing a lot of journaling as to what my next step is going to be for my career. I even applied to a job that's more along the lines of marketing and sales. I'm just trying to see if you see that I'm making steps forward or any advice.
Well, you have a card that talks about not doing it the hard way. In other words, there's nobody can make you mentally spin like you can, Jo Ellen, because you get all worried about your validity in this world, and I'm telling you, the card that is right smack in the middle of your reading is a card that's called, in traditional tarot, it's called strength. In my deck, it's called courage, but I'm going to describe the card to you because it's one of my favorite cards. It shows a daisy, this beautiful little daisy that has grown between rocks. So there was just enough moisture and soil and water and sunlight for that seed to germinate and grow into this flower, all right? What makes it so extraordinary is that the flower is grown in a very unusual place. So sometimes when I see a dandelion grown between the cracks of a sidewalk, I'm reminded of this card. Because if you saw that daisy in a field of daisies, you'd never recognize it. But the fact it grew in kind of difficult situations, and there it stands magnificently in its place in the sun. That's the vibration I would like you to adopt, that you have come to where you are kind of the hard way, but you don't have to do it the hard way anymore because you've already arrived. Okay? It's like the example of someone that scrimped and saved and worked their butt off to put themselves through college on their own. And then suddenly they find themselves graduated. They are the flower in the sun. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they find themselves at a little bit of a loss. Now what do I do with this? Because I've worked so hard to get here. Now what do I do with this? So what I'm getting is the idea that maybe what you do is you do your skills in sort of project management kind of way, where you pick an industry that you like. All right, let's say it's the special event industry, all right, or let's say it's the convention industry. And what you do is you decide that you're going to be the person that helps people go to conventions and get the word out to everybody else in the convention, which would be something you'd be awesome doing. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you may even create sort of an online, digital, social media convention space that people post about the convention, or that you help a convention invite their clients to a special thing that that company's doing during the convention. But you only work for the length of the convention. Do you see what I mean? So,
right.
So you it's like 10 days to trade show. It's almost like something like that, that you call companies up and you say, I specialize in the 10 days before the trade show. And I help you get the buzz out to all your clients about the special things you're going to do. And I'll give you an example. So sometimes I get booked at trade shows, right? And so what the company will do is they'll say, you know, the future is bright with ABC Company. Come and see how with Las Vegas Psychic Mystic Mona. And so what happens is if any of their clients show up, what they do is they give them like a special invitation. And if they show up with that invitation, they can visit with the sales rep for a few minutes and then cut line and get a reading with me. And I'm just giving you that as an example, that if you become the trade show promo queen, then you've just developed a category for yourself where all of your skills can be used in a very global way.
Right.
Now, it may be that you get yourself hired by one company that just wants you to do that for them. You know, like a big company, like IBM or Apple.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, one of the big, like Coca-Cola. That somebody with a marketing budget that has absolutely no problem with someone just specializing in trade show promo. And if you can brand yourself that way and become the expert or the specialist, then you don't have to do it the hard way. And that's just an example of what I'm talking about. But you have that kind of skill, my friend. And it's time to trust it.
Well, I hear what you're saying loud and clear. That's where I'm like, I know what my talents are. It's like, where do I step forward? So that's why I hired the career coach. And I'm journaling and trying to visualize what I want.
But the thing that's going to get you the job is by pitching what you can do to people that can hire you. And in this case, it's about trusting that what you bring to the table is pretty freaking awesome. And directly contacting people that might hire you. And if you say, you can hire me for project work, this is what I can do. Then you may end up auditioning by doing a project, but then they might want to hire your butt because you did it so well. And I got to go, my friend. It's right at the end of my program. See you later.
You're pretty freaking awesome, too. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember,
Mona changes lives, one at a time.